have been bonded. Now it's our final year of rooming together, our final year to enjoy the campus, the parties, the friends, even the classes. Basically, all the things we've taken for granted since we arrived as wide-eyed teens. The one wrinkle is that Liv just moved in with her boyfriend. She comes by all the time, but I'm still working out how to convince her it was a big mistake. "What's that?" Liv nods to the box. "A surprise. But first, I have news. A new roommate, better than you or Jules." I reach for the adoption application in my bag. Liv grabs my arm before I can get it. "Really? That's great. Jules thought you might be upset about her leaving." The air evaporates from the room. "What? Jules is moving in with Tess?" I've been hit in the side of the head. The floor tilts under my feet. "You didn't know." Liv covers her mouth with a hand. "Shit." I tug at the neckline of my shirt, popping open another button. "But they've broken up twice already this year." Ditching the best roommates you've ever had for some epic romance like Liv did is hard enough to take. Nothing against Jules's girl, but their relationship is off again as frequently as on again. "You'll get new roommates," she says, twisting the knife in my stomach deeper. I think of the horror stories from Jules's first year before we decided to room together. Her first roommate didn't shower or do dishes. "Never. I'm like a penguin. I roommate for life." I toss my hair. "Seriously, it's fine. I'll keep the entire place for myself. Cat's den of debauchery. Greek Rose only a couple of blocks. Just wait. I'll have an entire frat house worth of juniors tripping over themselves to fulfill my every desire." Except a big, empty apartment on campus sounds less fun than I'm making it out to be. Liv squeezes my arm. "Are the three of us still going for hoes over brews?" "Are we?" I want to ask. We started the tradition of girls' night at our favorite pub back when we were single. But apparently, everyone's paired up. Rain check. Classes were more intense than I thought. Her pretty face falls. "I'm sorry, Kat. I screwed this up." "You didn't. We'll catch up soon." I let her hug me, but I suddenly feel out of place. More out of place than I already did being one of the lone tall people surrounded by swarming children. I turn toward the door, hurried and unseeing, and promptly run into a hard male chest. The box tumbles toward the ground for a second time today. This time, my glasses join them. "Damn it."
"Excuse me,"
the chest says. "How did you not see?" I trail off and look up into bottomless brown eyes. They're accompanied by a gorgeous face and square jaw topping off a hard, lean, and familiar body, dressed to East Coast casual perfection in a button-down and jeans. He smells like a sexy forest, and from the way his shirt clings, his abs are an 11 out of 10. "Daniel," I blurt.
"Kat, hey."
His voice is as beautiful as the rest of him.
"I'm here to get Andy."
Good, because taking someone else's child is a felony. You're crushing this single dad thing. He rubs a hand over his face, hiding a self-deprecating smile. A professor, who's closer to 30 than 20, Daniel's mature in a way no cocky college boy could compete with. He's also too tight-laced for his own good. I'm go with the flow. He's by the book. I'm free-spirited. He's responsible. I'm independent. He has a cute kid who's his whole world since his wife died. It would never work. Even if one night I thought it might. He bends and retrieves my glasses, and the dance moms watch him without shame. I arch a brow in their direction, and they turn back to their conversations. Daniel holds up the crooked frames.
Sorry about these. I'll replace them.
Don't sweat it. I slide them up my nose. They're not prescription. I wanted to look smart. I gesture to the rest of my ensemble, and he takes his time soaking it in.
You're smart already.
He straightens the glasses on my face, his fingers brushing my cheek so gently I shouldn't notice. I do notice. Apparently, it's been too long since I had a physical connection with another person because the jolt of anticipation has my brain.